But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're an hour away from Danny Cannell joining us to talk college football. We're about 40 minutes away from LA Live, where we will crown a 2024 G-Bag of the Year champion. Kellen Moore presumably still in his conference video chat with the Cowboys. Please don't let it be Kellen Moore. I do believe if the Cowboys hire Kellen Moore, we will go from a frustrated fan base to one that is totally despondent. And I do believe Jerry Jones understands that. There's no way you can ignore it, but I don't know if Stephen Jones cares as much as Dad does. So these are very important times and minutes for the Cowboys, as Kellen Moore making at least his latest impression on the Cowboys' brain trust. And what we've heard from Philadelphia, he's excited about this opportunity. Would love to become head coach of the Cowboys. What you drinking, what you thinking coming up at 5:20. Maybe your opportunity to react to that story and others. It's right now a time for an edition of The Finest with Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Perhaps the best football weekend, is at least when it comes to the NFL. I mean, it's the best NFL weekend of the year. The divisional round.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is top tier stuff, dude.
You get rid of most of the riffraff.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now you have
Houston.
For the most part, a bunch of quality.
Yeah.
And then you're right. Then you kind of have the Texans sitting there. But for the most part, these are really, really good teams, and these matchups are just insane. Tomorrow is going to be outstanding. Sunday, the nightcap on Sunday. Put the kids to bed at about 6 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, because then it's primetime party time with the MVP candidates.
Yeah, let's go. I'm fired up about these games. I feel like they're all going to be good. I'm most confident Detroit's going to win, but every other matchup I could see going either way. I did want to mention real quick, just a minute ago on X, the Cowboys posted that they completed their interview with Kellen Moore. So
okay, right, so it's done.
They took 2 of the 3 hours.
That's all it took?
Yeah.
The hay's in the barn. They already know what they got with their guy. This was just a formality.
Hey, your next head coach, Kellen Moore.
Okay, but who do we want to win? Let's start with, you have Chiefs-Texans to kick off the football weekend. Who do you want? Who do you want?
Well, I want the Chiefs to win. They're my surrogate. I'm rooting for Patrick Mahomes. I love this storyline of him trying to catch Tom Brady, win 3 in a row, do something he never did. But I also would be kind of delighted, you know, if my prediction that this Chiefs team is very vulnerable comes true, even a week earlier than I think it could.
Yeah, wanting to be right plays a factor in all this stuff.
100%.
But yes, I want the Chiefs to win. I know a lot of people are sick of it. They're over it. They want to see something new. I love the greatness and the appreciation for the dynasty, going for the three-peat, watching Mahomes in the postseason. He's just surgical, and he literally, he's channeling something different within himself.
I feel like this is new, you know, because Tyreek Hill's gone. Travis Kelce is old. Like,
right.
The level of difficulty is increasing for Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, yes. Amen. Good point. Broadus, who do you want? Chiefs or Texans? Who do you want, Broadus? Chiefs or Texans?
I'll take the Chiefs.
There you go. Walchuk, I know you like greatness.
Kansas City, the quest for the three-peat. It'd be fun to watch history. And I think this is the most disrespected dynasty in NFL history.
Yeah. Yeah, we're simpatico on that. Okay, now we have Saturday night. It's Lions, it's Commanders.
Simpatico?
Simpatico.
Simpatico.
Really damn
good. Simpatico. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where that's a word you say the R on.
Get your fastball today. This is like a feeling good Friday for Gabby.
February.
I don't know what got into me. Cheesesteak, maybe.
Lions, Commanders.
Or the Indian.
Who do you want?
Lions, Commanders. I want the Commanders to win. You know, I would be rooting for the lovable losers and Man Campbell, as you guys call him. I think that's awesome. But I like the rookie quarterback, and I think Detroit just had a burr in their saddle named the Dallas Cowboys. And the way that they talked about America's team over the last 13 months, you know, just left a bad taste in my mouth, so I can't root for them anymore. I like the underdog story. I mean, Jaden Daniels is awesome, kind of pulling for Dan Quinn.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I will say America, I mean, 50% of America wants the Lions to win the whole thing. 25 out of the 50 states are rooting for the Lions to win it all. The next best 10 states want the Bills. So the Lions and Bills are the two teams that America just is sort of pulling for here. But yeah, this is a tough one because this is like, I want to be right as well about predicting the Lions going to the Super Bowl. Not that it was, you know, an out of left field sort of preseason prediction, but seeing the Commanders do it would just be kind of funny. And I think it would just be even more of an insult to what the Cowboys are doing. And like it lighted even more of a fire underneath them to be like, look, even the Commanders got this thing figured out, boys, before you did. They're in the NFC title game. So I'm kind of coin flipping this one, but I'm going to lean. I would want to see Jane Daniels do something historic.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll probably be pulling for the Lions, but I the Commanders would be a thing. Hey, you want to be right. I think I've already been right about the Commanders, but they make it to the NFC Championship game. I thought they'd be good. That's freaking insane. And yes, they would be. That would mean the Cowboys are the only team that has not made the NFC Championship game since 1990. Longest drought. I mean, my God. So right now, the Washington's the only older team. Now it's just Dallas. I think I'm still probably going to end up rooting for the Lions, the lovable losers, just because I kind of want Buffalo and Detroit maybe in the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Two crazy fan bases.
That's the thing, is like what Super Bowl matchup would just be the best, and I think the Lions coming out of the NFC makes for the best representative.
Yeah, and at this point, maybe the Washington hatred in me will finally emerge. It's kind of been suppressed. I've just never really thought they were serious, but maybe now, like on the verge, I'd end up saying go F yourselves.
I got you on that. What do you think? I know you're pulling for the Lions over there, Broadus. That's fine.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. 940, Lions, Bills, Chiefs, Rams. That's who they're pulling for. 214 says the Chiefs, their original Dallas team. You got to root for them.
Dallas, Texans.
817, 469, and 682 going Commanders. They want the Commanders to beat the Lions. How about that? And yeah, the Lions did disrespect the Cowboys in a big way this year.
I mean, it puts Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn on your interview
list
early next week.
Which one do you want? Yeah.
Assuming that those are actually realistic options.
Sure.
You don't buy that report from today?
No, I buy that they might interview him. Or, I mean, do you?
Well, I mean, seeing the way Schefter talks about Ben Johnson and just just completely nuking the idea of him and Dallas being a thing, to me, is just like, okay, that's... I don't even know if Ben Johnson would take the interview. I really don't. Aaron Glenn, I think there's some substance to that. There's some familiarity, all that kind of stuff. And I would hope for it. I would love that. But I don't know that the Cowboys are even going to take that one overly seriously. So I don't know.
It would sting to watch Jared Goff win a Super Bowl, you know, drafted same year as Dak, a guy who is pretty much given up on, you know. But I think that goes to the greatness of your coordinator, you know, and the great job they've done team building here. It's amazing they got his cap number down to $27 million. You're not going to be able to get any more than or any less than double that, essentially, with Dak throughout the course of this contract. So I just don't know how doable that is.
Nine Froze just rooting for everyone to have fun. I love it. Good spirit.
Let's have fun and play together.
Okay. So then of course, you have the Eagles and the Rams. I think we're all pulling for the Rams in that one.
Absolutely. Ram it.
And then Ravens and Bills. Ravens and Bills. Do you have a dog in the fight that you want? I mean, I think we all just want to see just an electric game that goes down to the wire.
Let's
more
go,
than anything.
Buffalo.
Pulling for the Mafia.
I am. I'm pulling for the Bills. That's a fan base that has had a lot of defeat. And the Ravens.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Maybe the every 12 years thing happens, and it's just destiny for them to win a Super Bowl. But they've had a lot of success and been able to taste the glory.
Some of these numbers from Josh Allen, you know, I think Josh Allen is your shot. He led the league in turnovers from 18 to 23. This year he had the lowest percentage of plays with a sack, fumble, or pick by any QB since the 1970 merger. He is just so in his bag. But the Bills are trying to avoid becoming the first team to miss the conference title game as a top two seed for three straight seasons.
Jeez.
Ever. You talk about increasing their misery. On the other end, you have Lamar Jackson finally, you know, breaking through for more playoff success. You know, so I don't know who I want to win in this game. You know, I think there's strong rooting interest for both sides.
Yeah, they're both fun. They're both true, legitimate contenders. Just really solid teams. I do think ultimately Buffalo has or Baltimore has the advantage. Just, I think their defense is better.
Am I a bad person if I'm rooting for Cowboys humiliation at every turn? And that would be Derrick Henry going all the way, having huge games.
I like that.
After they turned down signing him for $8 million, he spent the entire offseason here.
Yeah, there would be a time where I'd say, yeah, go F yourself. But it's not this time, and it's not today. I'm with you, man. Put all the fire on them over there. All of it. They deserve all the smoke.
Okay, so the difference between Pat Mahomes in the regular season to the postseason, Doug Clawson with the numbers here, only quarterback, Pat Mahomes, the only quarterback in NFL history to improve his numbers from the regular season to the playoffs in win percentage, completion percentage, touchdown percentage, interception percentage, and rush yards per game among the 35 quarterbacks to start at least 10 or more playoff games in their career. So he's the only one that consistently, he really does. We talk about guys like rising to the occasion. He is the poster boy for that.
Yeah, Troy Aikman did that too. You know, significantly more production. I don't know if all of the numbers. Obviously, Patrick's the only guy to do that.
But in a similar,
I think if a study was done, Troy would compare favorably in there as well. Never thrown a pick in the divisional round.
I mean, yeah, his divisional round numbers are just disgusting,
unbelievable. Yeah.
And now he has a chance. I mean, the Texans, it seems like Dawson's giving the Texans a real chance to win this football game.
I think they could have a chance. I mean, their defense is very good, and you've got the...
Their defense would have to be so... Like, the idea that... And we all have short-term memories. We just saw what the Texans did to Justin Herbert mm-hmm. and the useless offense of the Chargers, and we're just like, okay, we're going to copy and paste that. They're going to go into Arrowhead and do that to Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes off a bye?
No, I don't think so.
There's no chance.
I don't think they're going to win the game.
But that's the only way they can... I think they can is if their defense has otherworldly type performance.
And the way to say, like, it's possible is because the Chiefs' offensive line is really shuffling a lot of moving parts. Like, they're going to start Joe Thuney at left tackle.
Left tackle.
Which has been good for them when they've done it this year.
Yeah, it's been okay. And DJ Humphreys is healthy. So they're going to say, like, no, we don't want to do that. So, but it's moving parts now because now you don't have as good of a guard. But I do get that because it seems like the majority of the pass rush, it's Neil Hunter and it's off the edge for Houston. So you want to try and ride the hot hand there, I guess. But that would be the only path to victory that I could see Houston. And I just don't see Mahomes making enough mistakes to where that's really in play.
But the game against the Chargers doesn't come out of nowhere. The sacks, the interceptions, their corners allowed 42 and 44% completion. You know, whatever targets Patrick Mahomes has aren't going to be that open. You know, so I think it's going to come down to, yes, Andy Reid's scheme, Patrick Mahomes maybe running for 50 or 60 yards.
Definitely.
Like, this isn't going to be the game where you're like, oh, look at this, another Patrick Mahomes 35-point playoff game after struggling to score. It's going to be like 24-20.
Yeah, and the other side of
I don't know about the 20 part. I have no faith in the Texans' offense to do anything.
And I love that you said that, because the other thing that I'm getting to, that I wanted to get to, is we never bring up the Chiefs' defense.
Yeah, and guess who they're getting back, boys? Jalen Watson,
and
their best
got
corner,
the
has
best
been out basically all season.
I bet if we were to look at Chris Jones' playoff numbers, I'd love that if they did that for defensive tackles. Okay, I would assume Chris Jones would be up there as well, raising your level of play. The dude is unbelievable. It seems like and Nick Bolton falls into that category as well, a linebacker.
Yeah, and the Texans' offense, they really only have, because remember, they had Tank Dell at the first part of that game when they played, and then that's the game that he got hurt in.
Yeah,
it's like what do you have? It's just Nico Collins, and if you're going to tell me their best corner, Jalen Watson, back, like, we can just, hey man, we can play our man coverage, we can double Nico Collins, who else is going to scare you?
Can't believe you're disrespecting Dalton Schwartz like that.
I know I hate to do it to our guy, but I just don't see the Texans offense being able to do enough, even if the Chiefs are kind of bogged down a little bit versus the Texans defense. Mahomes will steal first downs, they'll stay ahead of the sticks with an efficient rushing attack, and they will absolutely be winning the football game.
So I've heard conflicting reports on the Chiefs' defense basically since October started, that they're not as good as what they were, but you think Watson helps fix that?
There's no question that their defense took a turn for the less good when Watson went out, because, I mean, they moved on from Snead.
They got a third-round pick. You went to Tennessee.
And they went in because Jalen Watson was kind of the guy opposite McDuffie, who we know is a super beast on the other side, and that's exactly what Spags needs, is two physical corners that can just lock you up, press man coverage, and then he can go do whatever he wants with the other 10 guys on the field, and they didn't quite have that same luxury when Watson was out, and we'll see what version of Watson we're getting, but even without him, it wasn't like they went, all of a sudden they bottomed out and the Chiefs' defense sucked, not by any stretch of the imagination, but yeah, it did get a little bit worse when Watson went out, but now he's back, and again, the Texans' offense, without Watson, they're still being able to, they're going to be able to, you know, really fluster what CJ Stroud and company have going on.
So, like, ninth in total yards, 12th in yards per play. I don't know what kind of other fancy analytics you have, but it feels more like a top 10 defense than a top 3 defense.
Yeah, what's your most important analytic for a defense? I was just curious.
Stepping up in the postseason and shutting teams down.
That's a great one, by the way.
I guess I would just say success rate.
Success rate. Okay, I was just curious.
If you're just boiling it down to one specific, if you're doing like an overarching, I would probably just do DVOA, which they're like 10th or whatever.
Spags in the playoffs, just calling stellar performances.
And to find defensive success rate, do you need like a subscription to some service to get that, or does that come up pretty quick?
Oh, no, that would be like a next-gen thing. Like, Broadus could pull that up very quickly. Hey, all right, before we get out of here, though, I did want to play our football joke of the day. This comes courtesy of a guy who I've never seen until today pop up on my timeline. Had to hit the follow button because this is hilarious. Leonard Outs, I believe, is his name, and he has our G-Bag Nation football joke of the day.
Big girls don't like me, and I don't get it, because it's like, if you don't like me, but you don't like the man in the mirror. Oh, all my ass. They be acting bougie. I don't get it. I don't. Especially big girls lose a little bit of weight. They start acting different. Like, you went from left tackle to tight end. You still got a block, bitch. That's TJ Watt in front of you. You better hit that shit and release. I don't know what the fuck you thought this was. Don't you just run no route around this motherfucker. You need to touch him and then release. 1-1000, 2-1000.
I'm releasing.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Your edition of Football Finest in the books. It is now time for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or catching a buzz. That's right. What you drinking, what you thinking. Coming up next here at 877-881-1053. And we're back with you here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.